Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing?
I have a feeling I'm channeling my magnificent Karnak here. Parade of...
Absolutely. Yes. Parade of Homes show today, which is just, you know, a big showcase, a big time of year for real estate in Tri-Cities.
My wife gets all these ideas, half the stuff we've gotten. Ooh, let's do that at home. And I'm like, oh, boy.
That is absolutely what can happen. So to help us with that subject, we enjoy getting them in here to the studio a couple times a year. We have Executive Director of the Home Builders Association, Mr. Jeff Losey. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Lance. I appreciate you bringing me in.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a big time of year. I know as real estate agents and people in the industry, we get super excited about the Parade of Homes. Before we get into it super specifically, starting right now, and people can purchase tickets at local Circle K.
At any
locations.
Circle K, yep.
Any Circle K, $10 for adults.
Yep.
And that gets you into all 19 parade homes.
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna jump in. So if you're driving around right now, it's just after 9 o'clock, you go by a Circle K, that's where you can get your tickets. And the parade goes on today, tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 5, and then also
Wednesday, 1 to 7.
Okay.
And then the next weekend, 9 to 5 on both next Saturday and Sunday as well.
Okay, perfect. So tell me a little bit. Now, this is put on by the Home Builders Association. So give me a little background on the parade, how that's come about, why you guys do the Parade of Homes.
So the biggest reason why we do the Parade of Homes is to showcase the builders and showcase what is possible for somebody to do in their homes. And so, you know, we watch TV and we see people do these things, but this actually gives you the opportunity to go out and see if, like John was saying, to go out and get these great ideas that, yes, it's not easy to do, but when you see the professionals do it and then try to duplicate that in your house is certainly another matter. But really, it's about showcasing the new technology, the new products that are available, and then putting those on display for everybody in Tri-Cities to go take a look at.
Man, and you really hit the nail on the head there. I was fortunate enough to be involved in, we'll just call it a little preview of the Titan Homes out on Collins Road. And you said technology. And I got to tell you, this house has completely integrated Alexa. There's receivers that you have not seen before. This isn't just the little dot that sits, you know, on the edge of your bed. I mean, they've got lighting in the different rooms, TVs. I mean, when the doorbell rings, it shows up on your theater screen, who's at the front door, Alexa's talking to you. I mean, I mean, the integration with technology, and that's just one of the 19, and I haven't even gotten a chance to go to the other ones yet, so, I mean, that might be a whole nother show when we're done seeing them the next 2 weeks, but there is some technology, I think, that I've seen just in a couple I've been through that I think are really going to wow some people this year.
Well, and you let that one out of the bag. I was going to talk about it, but not say which house it was, so you'd have to go to all of them to figure it out.
Hey, it's 9:05. I'm allowed to talk about these things now.
Time. I know. So what's funny about the Titan Home, so I was in there, and they actually have an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that tells you to ask Alexa what to do. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the commands for Alexa, and then I'm sitting there and I'm going, well, where is Alexa? And all of a sudden she says, I'm right here. And on the wall it blinks, and that's where she was, and I'm, because I was downstairs, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But you're right. Yeah. This is for us, it makes us excited as somebody that puts on the show that we want to have this type of stuff available on the parade. But did you notice the windows in the bathroom, how they fog and unfog?
Yes.
in and the wine cellar.
Yes, it's absolutely. So let me set the stage for you.
Wow.
You're in your master bathroom. You've spent all of this money to build a beautiful house with a great view, and there's a window there, which maybe 50% of the time you're in your bathroom is okay. The other that you can see this beautiful view, but shower time, maybe not, maybe neighbors might be a little close. You literally can say, Alexa, privacy, and the window frosts immediately. Like an instant frosted window. And so those are just, I mean, these are just one of 100 of the different things that you're going to be able to see. But that truly is impressive that no shades, no blinds, and you can just immediately frost your window.
One of the coolest features that I've ever seen in a home, and certainly proud that Titan put that in and that we're able to showcase that for people that buy their tickets and go through the tour. But yeah, the Titan home in West Richland is off the hook.
And so technology, like you said, a big focus. Craftsmanship is another thing. We see a lot of people, really subcontractors, builders, they're really able to display. I mean, it's like art. I mean, some of these houses that I see, I mean, I'm a geek about this stuff because that's what I do for my business. But it's really like they really put like their greatest pieces of art on display.
Well, and it's true because even when you get away from the technology and you get into the craftsmanship of some of these, there is a staircase that the steps are out of cherry wood, and on the rail actually goes through the cherry wood and goes into the banister that you go up the staircase. And it's not easy getting the hole in the wood to match up with the rail that's going up to hold that. And so, you know, you look at that kind of stuff, and it is, there is a talent that goes into it. And that's the thing that is on display, because there's a lot of projects that I certainly can start and can't finish. And this gives us the opportunity to go out and see how the professionals do it on something that you may or may not want to have in your house, but certainly appreciate what is done.
Absolutely. And like we said before, 19 homes in the parade this year. Some builders that just do amazing stuff. I'm looking at this list. You've got Ron Osmus, Prodigy, Polish, Gail Rue, Urban Street. I mean, if you think of some of the big names you see around Tri-Cities, you guys get some of the best in the parade. And it's just, it's hard to have a chance to see 19 new homes. Even if you're a home buyer that's in the market and you're working with a real estate agent, you know, if you want to see 19 homes in a weekend, number one, they might not all be new. You've got to make appointments. They're in different areas. I mean, this is organized, laid out, mapped, and just a great way. If you're considering new construction anytime in the next 2 to 3 years, I would say go to the parade. And also, if you're looking, a lot of people have been doing remodels and adding on. And this is going to give you some of the best ideas. I mean, it's one thing to see it on Pinterest, but it's another thing to touch and feel and talk to the people that put it together. And the subcontractors, I know, play a big role in this with you guys.
They do. And at the end of the day, you're right. I mean, I can look at a picture, but to actually go out and see what it's going to look like in person is, for me, like, I'm a more visual person that I need to go out and I need to see it in place versus look at it on a portrait or in a print. And with the number of builders that we have, so we have 18 builders and we have 19 homes. Gail Rue has two that they have in the show this year. So, and we have a great cross section of homes that are going to be in the lower threes. And then, of course, we have the homes that bump up against that $800,000 to $1 million. And so there's the gamut that's in there. So it gives, it doesn't matter what type of home you're looking for, there is a cross section of just about every type of home that you can find. And then from the aspect of, as you're going through these, the energy efficiency, you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't feel it, except for the doors are going to be open, so it's a little harder to get. But the thing is, with new homes, I mean, the energy efficiency that's going to come out of all these, with the energy code and what we have to do in Washington State, these are all very energy efficient homes, even though some of them are very large. It's also another good reason to go out and look at some of those techniques that they used in incorporating the energy efficiency in their homes.
Absolutely. And this also gives you a chance too. Generally, some of the subcontractors are there working at the parade for the builders. They're the ones taking tickets, stamping the tickets. Generally, the builders are there and they're fielding questions, or somebody on their team is, or their real estate agent is. And so it's just, yeah, it's a really good chance. Take your camera with you, take your smartphone with you, snap some pictures to get some great ideas. Like we said, Parade of Homes going on today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday, and next weekend, the 15th and the 16th. And that runs 9 to 5 today and tomorrow.
Yep.
Now, Jeff, I know, too, real quick, before we have to let you get out of here and get to work, appreciate you coming in and doing this right when everything opened, but I always like to hit you up for one quick topic. You know, the HBA, you don't just put on these Parade of Homes events or the home show. What are some of your topics or your mission that you're really focused on this year? What's the hot talk around your office that we need to know about as consumers?
Well, so it's always an issue for us. And so we are, at the end of the day, consumer advocates, because what my job is to advocate for keeping homes affordable, and that's at every price level, which means the fees and the regulations that get attached to homes when they are constructed affects everybody at the end user, which is everybody that buys a home, is affected by all those price increases. So some of the things I can't control, which are tariffs that start at the federal level, that are driving the price of wood 3 and 4 times the price that it was just 6 months ago. So, but at a local level, it's more of the fees and the regulations that we try to keep a handle on making sure that when we're talking about transportation impact fees going on homes, that it makes sense on how they're being applied, and trying to make sure that we keep them as low as possible, because any increase in the cost of those homes means less people are going to be able to afford them at the end of the day. And so that happens every single year. And,
yep,
you know, and as our population continues to rise, as people are living longer, we need more housing stock. And so that's why we continue to utilize things like the Parade of Homes to generate money, which runs the Home Builders Association, that then gives me the opportunity to go out and represent the builders and suppliers. At the end of the day, it really is everybody that's buying a home. I represent every single one of them, even though they don't know it.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you coming in. We sure appreciate you putting on this event. From the real estate industry, it's great for us to get our clients out there. I know all the builders that are members have been working tirelessly the last couple years, as we've really been, it's been busy, 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 and they're trying to build more homes, which we're still in an inventory shortage, and we definitely need. Like we talked about off air, we're finally in the 700s, and that feels amazing, but it will feel even better when we're at 1,000, if you ask me. So, yeah. Go out there, see these amazing homes at the Parade of Homes, take some notes, and then give me a call at the Kenmore team, and we'll help you buy it after the weekend. Thanks again, Jeff, for coming in. We're going to our first break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Mike Denslow at Home Street and check in with him.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Before the break, we were talking to Mr. Jeff Losey, Executive Director of the Home Builders Association. Lucky to even get him in here as the parade started about 18, 19 minutes ago.
And he came in wearing his booties. Don't forget to tell him about that.
We got him in here. I think he still had his booties on. It was great to get him on the air, but he was back out into the field, because going on right now is the Parade of Homes. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, you can swing by a Circle K and pick those up, $10 for adults, and that gets you access to 19 homes over the course of this weekend, Wednesday, and next weekend. And that's pretty cheap entertainment for $10.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to see a lot of things. There there could be some people watching along the way also, too.
Absolutely.
One of the things we like to do every show, I did not get to do in the first segment because Jeff was in such a hurry and I wanted to get him in here and get him out of here. I missed our celebrity real estate story of the week, and this one is iconic. Frank Lloyd Wright's, it's called the Innes House in Los Angeles, and that is, it looks like a Mayan temple up on the hill in Los Angeles. It's been in a ton of movies. It was in the 1982 film Blade Runner, with Harrison Ford. It was originally built in 1924 for Charles Innes, went into a foundation when he passed away, and then sold to billionaire Ron Burke in 2011 for $4.5
million.
Wow. He then proceeded to do a $17 million restoration on the house. And it's crazy. It's, I mean, for all that money, it's only 6,000 square feet. But it was built, it had guest quarters above the garage, and the renovation was done basically to the time period. It had 27,000 patterned granite blocks.
Wow.
That this thing was built off. So you can imagine what the restoration was like, but it has huge soaring ceilings, very dramatic place, but also $23 million, McKay. That's a lot.
Yes.
So that was our crazy celebrity house story of the week. But it did remind me of, with the Parade of Homes, you're not going to see a Mayan temple. I'm sorry to disappoint, but you are going to see some spectacular homes. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit before the break. There's some very, very technology, very, very advanced construction techniques. You're going to be able to see some showstoppers, everything from entry level to complete showstopper. And we talked a little bit about that before the break. One of the things that happens a lot of time is you go to the Parade of Homes, you see these amazing houses. You might want to then ask one of the builders to build you something very similar to that. Mm-hmm. And the first question we always get in that situation is, how the heck do I pay for that? Or how do I do that? So we got Mike Denslow on the line. He's a busy guy with the parade and things going on there, but we had him call in to say, Mike, give us a little advice. What's going on in the finance world, and what do we need to know as we're out here looking at these parade houses?
Well, you're right, Lance. There's 19 houses, and I was on the committee that kind of put the thing together, and so there's a wide range, you know, some very entry-level and then all the way up to extravagant, where Alexa just walks you through the whole house and takes care of things. I won't say what house it is, but I did hear there's one where there's, you know, a glass you can see into a wine cellar, and then you click a button, and then the glass, you know, turns a different shade. So
cool stuff. We already gave it away on the before you called in on the first segment. Losey like got pissed at me because I already said where it was. So anyway, I gave it away. But you're right. Yeah, there's really some cool stuff that we've never seen before.
Yeah, and we see an uptick in applications about 2 to 3 weeks after the parade, because people have their houses, and you and I have always talked about, okay, let's do something over the summer. And then for the people who didn't do that, well, then they go to the parade, and then it just re-energizes them. Why didn't we do something? Why didn't we buy? Why didn't we build? And then the applications start again to get in before the end of the year. And sometimes, I mean, a lot of cases, there's, you know, builders have some pretty good spec homes out there. You go out and see what they're capable of. Maybe then you go and see, oh, well, we've got this house that are both half built, and you still have time to customize it. So it's just a good idea to get out, see what's out there. And then, hey, yeah, we want to pull the trigger, and we want to see if we can, right? And I ran numbers this week for a gal who said she wants to buy in the spring but wants to make sure. She's a planner. So she wants to make sure that everything's lined up with her and her husband's income and their debts. And, you know, they're going to sell their house for this and they want to spend this much on a house. And we did it in September.
Gotcha. No, absolutely. And that's, I mean, that planning is even, I think, more important in new construction. And when you look at maybe doing a custom like that, you're going to be involved in that project for the next 10 to 12 months, especially if it's a bigger custom. And so knowing what you're in for and what rates are going to look like and how a custom construction loan works, I think there's a few more steps that you're not used to with just a regular residential purchase.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the, I mean, some builders will build you the house and they'll build it out with their own money and then you buy it from them at the end, but some builders won't do that. And so, yeah, you need a custom construction loan, and that is a whole different animal than just buying a house. There's a lot of moving parts and pieces, and I like to sit down, and that meeting normally takes an hour or so to go through all the different pieces.
Yep, absolutely. And then you can lay out the plan with the builder and go from there. And also, I think too, you know, on your side of things from the financing and the bank, is a lot of times it's kind of a protection mechanism because you guys are monitoring the construction as it goes along and then making sure you're releasing the money at the proper times.
Yeah, but we have third party inspector that goes out, and the, typically what happens is once a month the builder will request a draw based on the work that's been done. So as after the work is completed, the foundation's in and half of the framing's done and we want to get paid, then we send out a third-party inspector. They verify all those things have been done, and then they, we release money to the builder after that. So it's absolutely a checks and balances that takes care of the homeowner, the bank, and the builder.
Yep, absolutely. And because we've all heard the nightmare stories where they released, you know, too much money, or they didn't have a go-between like that and they paid too much up front, and then next thing you know everybody disappeared and the house isn't done. And so,
well,
you want,
there's, you know, yeah, there's, that can happen if the mechanisms are loose, but I'd say most cases with most banks these days that isn't the case, but it's definitely not the case with our bank.
Absolutely. And so, and it's a longer process too. And that's another thing we talk about. You know, I think we mentioned a few shows back, like, you also, you want to like your lender, because especially in this case, you're going to have questions and you're not just going to be with, you know, him or her for 24 days or 30 days. You're going to be talking about this situation for 6 months. So you definitely want to have a good relationship.
That, Lance. I say that to people about when they're doing custom with their builder. You better be ready to be married to your builder for a year.
Absolutely. And that's another great point about the parade, is you can get a feel for what the builder's like. It's one thing to look at somebody's product, but it's great when you can see them interacting with customers. You can see them in the home. You can see how they talk about the home. And when you're interacting with somebody on a personal level like that, you get a feel for what they're proud of, how they operate, what they think, and it's another indication you can use when picking a builder.
Well, I would say if you're thinking about building anytime in the next 2 years, going to the parade and going through the homes and meeting the builders, and some of the subs are even there, I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't go to the parade.
Absolutely. That's really, really good advice, Mike. As we start to wrap up here today, a couple things. I do have a pick three. We talked about inventory increasing a little bit, and we've got some fantastic new inventory. So pick number one, this is in Country Ridge, South Richland, very desirable neighborhood. It has kind of the green belts that run in between the houses. You just don't get developments with that very often anymore. This is a 5-bedroom, 5-bath house with an office, plus an in-ground swimming pool, 4,598 square feet, wraparound front porch, hardwood floors on the main level, den and office on the main level. The kitchen's been redone, so you've got granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, double ovens, covered deck off of the main level overlooks that green belt that I was talking about. There's even riding stables, horse riding stables behind the house that are available to use through the HOA. And so this property coming in South Richland with that square footage at $589.9. So fantastic property in Country Ridge. Pick number two, this is 244 Wright Avenue. So this is going from South Richland to a Central Richland location. Another five bedroom, three bath, Rambler with a basement, 2,400 square feet. So on the main level, you've got a big living room, big masonry wood fireplace, kitchen and dining areas have wood floors in them. Really, really well done space. You've also got a fantastic family room with another wood stove on the lower level and two more bedrooms. Beautiful private backyard, fully fenced, mature landscaping. You get that Central Richland mature landscaping. New roof and new electrical panel will be installed in this house prior to the sale. And that's priced at $287.5, which brings us in right at that average price point that's really, really hot right now. And then pick number three. This is 1118 Catskill. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath Rambler, and it has two master suites, 2588 square feet, large living room, vaulted ceilings, plus formal dining area with extensive hardwood flooring. Main master suite has dual closets and then a granite-topped vanity. They've redone some things in there. It just looks fantastic. And the second master is located off of the bonus room. So this is perfect for like maybe multi-generational living situation. Also, the other secondary bedrooms have updated vinyl windows. The house has a new heat pump in it. And that's also coming in at $289.9. So I've given some amazing new inventory that we've brought onto the market. We're kind of getting, like Mike talked about, we didn't get it done in the summer. So we're getting that bump of fall inventory where people are like, hey, let's get this done before the weather really changes. If you have any questions, if you're out this weekend at the Parade of Homes, you have any questions about the homes you see, last year we sold, I think we ended up selling two of them that were on the parade last year. So if you have any questions about the availability of a home you see or want to talk about custom construction after you've seen one of these builders, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We can help you with that situation. We'll also get you over to Mike and can get you pre-qualified. Mike, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
My direct line at work is 572-3651.
All right. Sounds great. And Mike, thanks for all the help with our clients this week. I had two or three text messages this week that were from customers that were on alerts, and they literally send me a text and they're like, just saw the new listing pop up. I've already called Denslow. So they're listening to the radio show. They're following the advice. So Mike, thanks for taking care of our clients this week. And
thanks, Lance.
We will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.